Speaking at his weekly news conference, Mayor Grover Robinson said a number of skate spots will be constructed entering Hollis T. Williams Park underneath Interstate 110.
These skate spots will include not only a safe area for our skate community, but they will also create interactive locations that will serve as building blocks for STEM and STEAM learning. Phase one of the projects will add skate park spots to Hollis T. Williams Park, which will address the immediate needs for skate community until the larger skate park can be completed.
Based on the popularity of the sport locally, the city council has funded the skate park as a priority project. But Robinson says they're still about a year away from breaking ground. For now, they're waiting on Escambia County government to develop a plan and hire a project manager.
My understanding is they should, by the end of the summer here, have their planning done and then hopefully get that person selected. They've got about a year and then we'll start construction. That's my understanding is the skate park's going to be one of the first things implemented. We need them to put in the restrooms and the other things, and then we'll start doing construction on the park as soon as we have those.
Now that we have public funding, it's going back out for bid with the rest of the Hollis Williams Park, and my understanding is that we're really, really close.
John Schell is a Pensacola entrepreneur and the impetus behind the skating project. His group is working with the Institute for Human and Machine Cognition to develop an augmented reality component built into both the skate spots and skate park, with the park doubling as a control for stormwater runoff.
So think like Pokemon Go or the new Harry Potter game, but way cooler. They say that we're going to be able to trace a drop of water. The hope is that it'll kind of connect us all and we'll be able to be more mindful as far as trash and what kind of fertilizer we use.
Much of the construction material for the skate spots will be concrete left over from the renovation of the federal courthouse downtown, so-called reject pieces.
Anywhere from 1,000 to 1,500 square feet, but they'll be in a linear arrangement leading in to where the skate park's going to be. So we talked about starting with two or three of them and should be skating those sometime in the fall.
Skate spots are designed to replicate common locations outside a park which are popular with skaters but may not be legal or safe. And there's a difference between a skate spot and a skate park.
When you think about a skate spot, you think ledges, stairs, banks, rails, things like that. It's not going to look like a skate park, like it's built to skate, but it happens to be a perfect obstacle that challenges skateboarders.
Using past flooding disasters as a blueprint of sorts, Mayor Grover Robinson believes the new retention pond at Williams Park will provide extra protection for downtown.
Once it's in place, it's really going to help potentially flood control for downtown, those things that we saw during the 2015 storm. Now, I'm not here to say that 24 inches of rain in 24 hours we can handle again, but I will say we'll be much better able to handle a storm of that magnitude than we were in April of 2015.
When work begins later this year on the skating areas and the storm water pond, the projects will be paid for with Restore Act funds and conducted simultaneously. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.